Today we think of Nashville as a city for country music. Back in the late 1800s, there was music here, but perhaps the city was known for another industry, a career that brought one family to town to help their business flourish. It's still around today, and it's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Selene Aubrey explains, the place she manages today traces its origin to a journey one family made in 1875, relocating business and home here in Nashville.
Charles and Herbert Hatch started Hatch Show Print, or actually CR and HH Hatch Printers, in Nashville in 1879. Their father, William Hatch, was a preacher and a printer in Wisconsin.
Setting up shop in this city was a natural location, given their background in ministry and printing.
Nashville, at that point in time in 1879 or so, was the fourth or fifth largest printing city in the United States, because most Bibles, hymnals, and other religious publications were published and printed here in Nashville.
In those days, most entertainment was experienced in person. There were no radios, record players, or other media. Those shows needed to advertise, but the city's printers were mostly focused on books and specifically Bibles.
They didn't have a show poster company, and so Hatch Show Print, as it later became known and named by the second generation of Hatch family that owned the shop, made those posters.
The Hatch brothers quickly filled a void and provided the promotion live acts needed to draw a crowd.
The two brothers leveraged the skills they had learned carving. Some of the largest type we have in the shop, which is 40 inches tall, was hand carved in the shop, and some of the early posters were carved by them, and that established that tradition. Everything was designed here, and everything was printed here.
Over the years, the times have changed, but Hatch Show Print lives on, and you can even come here and create your own poster in the historic shop. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.